Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those joining us now by TV and by radio and by live streaming, wherever you're coming in to our service from. I want to also make an announcement today. We're going to have a chili supper and auction for our ministry for Kenya. And that's going to be held on Saturday, March the 22nd. And that's going to be held at the Lara B. Mitchell Clubhouse. And that's 1214 South Green Street, Glasgow, Kentucky. It's going to be served the food wheel, the chili and soups and sandwiches, desserts. That'll be served from 3:30 to 7 o'clock. And auction will start at 4:30. To 7 o'clock, and there's all kinds of items. We've got a homemade double wedding ring quilt, kitchen supplies, air fryers, deep fryers. We've got tools, belt sanders, cordless drills, hand tools. We got an Indian stand. We've got ceramic heaters, lamps, pocket knives, speakers, toys. We got a metal raised garden, bamboo sheets, king and queen size, vacuum cleaners. We've got crafts. We've got all kinds of good stuff. And the auctioning will be held by Dial Realty out of Greensburg, Kentucky. Terry Dial will be the auctioneer. So come on out and be with us. And again, that's 1214 South Green Street, Lara B. Mitchell Clubhouse, Glasgow, Kentucky, March the 22nd, and that starts there at 3:30 p.m. Come on out, eat you some chili, look at the items, and be ready to get you a number and start bidding. And all the proceeds will go to our ministry in Kenya, Africa. We buy food for them, clothes, shoes. We Bibles. We buy Bibles for them. We try to dig at least one water well a year, at least for them. A lot of things that we do, Christmas presents also in December that we get for them and the widows there in the churches there in Kenya, Africa. They always send me back pictures, and I always get receipts for everything that is sent and everything that's done. And I've been over there and got the ministry established a few years ago. Plan on going back, hopefully in 2027. But anyway, looking forward to that. And believing that God's going to bless. Praise the Lord. All right. The Lord's laid some things on my heart to preach. And, you know, we're in the last days. And there's so many people that have got distracted by the things of the world. And sometimes we get to a place we put things off, or we push things back that we don't like to deal with. But, you know, sometimes we got to have a reality check, and we need to deal with the situation, and most especially if it's with our family and with our soul. We need to be sure that we're ready to meet God. There's absolutely no doubt about that, because life is so full of surprises. You're doing good one day, and all at once, your dad's killed in a car wreck. Your wife's killed in a car wreck. Your son commits suicide. There's all kinds of things that's going on, and we sure need to be ready to meet God. The Lord's really burdened my heart with some things today, and I'm going to try to preach what God's laid upon my heart today. And we're going to be reading in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 16, starting in verse number 19. St. Luke, chapter 16, starting in verse number 19. The Word of God says, "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that they may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. St. Luke chapter 13, verse 23 says, Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and is shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. They shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Matthew chapter 13, verse 41 says, Then the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, we praise you. Thank you for this opportunity to preach the infallible word of God once again. Father, we ask you, Lord, to use us, Lord, Father, for the glory of your kingdom. Father, hide us behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor, no praise, and no glory would go to me. But Father, that the name of Jesus, Lord, might be praised for now and forevermore. Asking you, Father, to touch the hearts of all that are here this morning, and for those that are watching by TV, listening by radio, Lord, those that are watching by live streaming in other countries, I pray, Father Lord, to touch every heart, deal with every person's soul, Lord, that might be standing in danger of the judgment of God today. Father, I pray, God, to place upon every heart conviction. Father, touch every mind, Lord, that we might think about eternity and think about our relationship, Lord, with you. Father, asking you, Lord, to move in our lives, Lord. Father, Lord, we ask you, Father, to touch me with the anointing, for without the anointing of the Holy Ghost, we know that all that is said and done would be void, and it would be in vain. Father, asking you, Lord, to use me, Lord. Father, Lord, to be able to get the word out today. And Father, Lord, let this be a warning to those, Father, Lord, that's not prepared to make things right with you, Lord, before their opportunity to pray. Every one of those are behind them, and there's no more chance to make things right. Lord, I pray, deal with them before that day comes, before that time in their life arrives. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your mercy and grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do humbly pray and ask all these things this day. In Jesus' precious and loving name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for standing for the reading of the Word of God. The title of the message today is Enjoying the Ride on the Journey to Hell. Enjoying the ride on the journey to hell. This man that was rich, now Jesus wasn't picking on the rich people. What he was trying to show was that the deceitfulness of riches is very powerful, and it keeps a lot of people away from receiving God because they think that the riches and property and personal items and money and positions and power is going to give us happiness and give us joy, but nothing is any further than the truth. But when all of life is over, it won't matter if we've owned a yacht or if we didn't have anything, amen, but a little John boat to put on the creek. It won't make any difference when all of life is over. Here in the Word of God, we see where this rich man, he was enjoying life, but he was on his road to hell and didn't even realize that he was lost. Didn't even realize that he was getting ready to stand in the judgment of God. Didn't realize that he was in danger. I wonder how many people today flips through the channels on television, hears the preacher preaching, and says, I don't like that kind of preaching. I'm going to click over on Tarzan, or I'm going to click it over on some type of other program that's going to entertain me and get this off of my mind, because it's unpleasant to think about dying, and it's unpleasant to think about the possibility of going to hell. So I'm just going to push that out of my way, and I'm going to just enjoy life. I'm going to put on a Walt Disney movie and watch that and get this off of my mind. Amen. By pushing this out of the way, I wonder how many times this rich man had an opportunity, the Bible don't say, to get right with the Lord, but yet his money and his power and everything in everyday life had him so wrapped up and so involved, amen, in living that he wasn't thinking about where he's going to spend eternity. Too many people today, amen, are going through things. Man, they're having them a time. They're whooping it up and really enjoying themselves on the way to hell, and don't realize, amen, where they're headed. They have no fear of God. They think, I'll just pass it off on church on Sunday morning, and I'll get it off my mind, and surely by tomorrow or by this afternoon, this will all fade away. Amen. You know what that's going to do? It's going to cause your heart to get harder and harder and harder and harder, and it's going to be more difficult for the Lord to deal with us when we push things away and we don't want to face things that's uncomfortable. Amen. But one thing about it, you may not realize it, but one day you will die. One day I will die. One day we're going to all leave this world. And if we're not ready to meet God, oh Lord, have mercy on their soul. For those that's not prepared to meet God, amen, how dangerous it is today, amen, to live a life unconcerned about where we're going to spend eternity, to live a life that's wrapped up, amen, in what we do on a day-to-day basis, that we don't take the time to pray, we don't take the time to worship the Lord. Some of you watching by television, you've not been to church anywhere in years, amen, or months, and you think that, you know, it's not that important. I'll go some of these days. I'll be back one day, preacher, to church. I'll be right back there on that pew one day. That could be your intentions, and you may be just as honest and sincere as can be. But what if the death angel comes to your door while you're making plans on coming back to church one day? Amen. What's going to happen? Amen. When you're whooping it up and really enjoying life, amen, by eating and going here and going there and doing things. Amen. We have got in such evolved in such a culture today that all we think about is making things good for us. Where are we going to spend our next vacation? Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? What am I going to do tomorrow afternoon? Oh, I've got a friend that's coming over. What are we going to do this afternoon? What kind of fun are we going to have? What kind of joy am I going to have? Amen. And I've used this scenario, I don't know how many times. I was going down the interstate one day, and I saw this load of cattle. Man, I mean, he had that thing, a trailer loaded down. And I saw the noses sticking out of the little holes on the side of the trailer. And boy, they were just taking in that fresh air. Look like them cattle, they were just enjoying the ride. Oh, they were, looks like they were just taking it so easy, but had no idea that tomorrow they'd be in a hamburger pack, amen, on a shelf at Walmart or somewhere, amen, that death was right around the corner, enjoying the ride on the way to the slaughterhouse. Amen, there's many today that's enjoying life, amen, and headed, amen, to a devil's hell, amen, because they're not ready to meet God. They've never asked Jesus to come into their heart, or they once did, and they walked away from God. Well, Brother Jimmy, God will never leave me. You're right. He will never leave you. Never. But you can leave him. Amen. Listen, it don't matter if you divorce your husband or he divorced you. You're divorced. Amen. That's just all there is to it. Amen. Listen, when you walk away from God, amen, you're playing on dangerous territory. Amen. Because you've once tasted of the heavenly gift. Amen. You once knew what it was like to feel the presence of God. Amen. You knew what it was like to enjoy the glory of God in your heart. And you rejoiced because of what had happened in your life. And then you made a choice one day. And that choice was to back up, because other things is way more important than God is. Other things, I just don't have time for God because I'm just too busy. I heard someone many times say this, well, I'm just too busy to go to church. I'm going to tell you a little bit of truth right here. You're not too busy to die. Every one of them you see in the cemetery, every one of them was busy. They was busy doing something. Amen. I don't know how many times. Amen. I'll hear stories of a pileup on the interstate and people being killed. I don't know how many times we hear about people on the small highways. Amen. Falling asleep and hitting a tree or getting drunk. Amen. And hitting a tree or something of that nature. And my, the violence that's in the homes today because people cannot get along with one another. Amen. Listen, folks, I want to tell you, we're living in dangerous times. The devil's laughing, having him a ball. Amen. Thinking, look at all them people, how happy they are on the road to hell. And they don't even realize where they're headed. Here was Lazarus. He was a poor man. He laid at the gate of the rich man. That rich man fared sumptuously every day according to the word of God. I'm going to tell you what the word sumptuously means. I looked it up in a dictionary. Extremely costly, rich, luxurious, magnificent. Did you know that the word hell is mentioned 54 times in the King James Version of the Bible? 54 times. And in 13 verses, gnashing of teeth has been mentioned in 13 different verses in the Word of God. Why is it mentioned so much in the Word of God? Because Jesus came for one reason. That was to die on the cross, to give us access to heaven, to give us a way to make it to heaven when all of life is over. And through repenting and calling on the name of the Lord in prayer with faith, that channel to glory is opened up for whomsoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. But oh no, we're having such a big time living and planning and building. I hear people's excitement, and it is exciting to remodel. It's exciting to build onto the house. Man, people gets all worked up. Do you know we're going to build onto our house? We've got to do this, and we've got the plans, and we're going to do all this kind of stuff. And man, they get all worked up and excited, and they go to the bank and they get them a loan, and oh, they go out and have supper together just to celebrate getting the loan approved. Man, there's always something to do, just building and extending and doing more things, amen, and finding more enjoyable things, getting promotions. Oh, we get all worked up in order to get promoted at the place where we work, to get a higher position, which brings on more money, and then it brings on more responsibility, and then you're too tied up to go to church. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Now, I didn't come to play patsy with you today. I come to preach. Amen. I didn't come to entertain you today. I come to preach. I come to tell you what God has laid upon my heart. Amen. It hurts me when I hear about these kids killing themselves. Amen. When they're just young, in their teens. It hurts me when I hear about people that were drunk and got wrapped around a tree. Their car did. And I didn't even know where they was at because of alcohol and because of drugs. It hurts, amen, to know that you went out into eternity depending on something rather than God to give them happiness and joy. Amen. People today, they spend thousands of dollars on alcohol to cut the edge off, to take the worry away to where that they can deal with the situation that they're going through. Many people are strung out on drugs before they ever hear about the gospel. I want you to know, if you really get a good dose of salvation, you're not going to want no drugs. Amen? No. Because you get a hold of the real thing. You're going to enjoy the real thing. You're going to be happy that you've received it. Listen, and then you're going to know that you've got peace in your heart. That if I die during the night, I know I'm going to a better place. Amen. When you get in the car, you've got the assurance that God's got his angels around you to protect you. And if it is your time to go, there'll be an angel come take you and escort you right on up into glory. Amen. Thank God. Amen for that. But there's many today, they're enjoying the ride on their way in their journey to a place called hell. They've been blinded and deceived by the foolishness of riches. They've been blinded and deceived by sin and how much fun that sin is for a little while. Amen. Some today, they just live so that they can party. You know, everything about a party might be exciting, but you know that party comes to an end. It don't last forever. Only it lasts for a few hours, and you're going to have to sober up and go back to work. Because reality hits you right between the eyes. I can't lay and party. Sooner or later, people, when they're young, they'll get smart enough to realize if I'm going to have anything in life, I'm going to have to stop partying and go to working. Because free handouts and parties and whooping it up is fun for a little while. But when reality hits, you got bills you got to pay. You got electric bill and a water bill. You got a car payment. You got rent. or you got a loan payment on the house, or you've got something that's coming up due, and you've got to have funds, and you can't lay around drunk and smoking weed and get your bills paid. So reality hits because there's something that's pushing you. But listen, today we've got an opportunity to go to heaven, or we can reject God and walk away and go the other direction. Friend, I want you to know today that the enemy will do anything he can to distract you, amen, to keep you from giving your heart, giving your life to the Lord. There's many roads out there that we can go on, and there's many things that we can do in life, and it seems like there's more now than there ever was before. There's more opportunities. Back when I was a young man and a teenager and even younger than that, there would have been about three TV channels you could watch. Now then, you got 120 and 200 and something channels that you can watch, and you can get anything that you want right there with the remote control. Oh, man, all the opportunities is there to have fun. And there's people today, you know what? They'll get in a place to where they're married to that television. They just can't, they can't break away from it. And I'm not saying the TV's bad. I got a few of them in my house. I don't watch TV, but I got them in there anyhow. I watch YouTube sometimes. I've just about wore out Bonanza and Rawhide. Amen. That's about all I ever watch on YouTube. But I've got some in my house. And, you know, I can get anything I want on it. I can get porn on it if I want it. I don't want it. I ain't going to have it, but I can get it if I wanted it. But those things, it's going to mess your head up. It's going to cause, it's going to break up relationships. Man, I wasn't planning on getting into this. I believe there's somebody that's watching by television, or it could be somebody here that's hooked on porn. I'm going to tell you what porn will do. It'll destroy your marriage if you're married. It'll absolutely destroy. You get to where you don't care nothing about your wife. You don't care nothing about your husband. You don't want to be with them. Why? Because you've been stimulated by something else. And it steals. Whew. Testing, 1, 2, 3. I ain't felt like preaching. It's been a long time. It's probably been years since I mentioned anything about that. But there's a lot of people that's had their homes been destroyed because they flirted with porn. Amen. They flirted with things. Amen. They don't need to be dealing with. Amen. Because they're enjoying life. They want something to give them a kick. I want you to know the why I get my kicks from is from God through prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray every day. Sometimes I get tired praying because I ask God for the same thing. You know, and then I pray, God, pour out upon me. I need your power. Saturate me.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142.
2.
Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.